disgyn i Morris, walk over the ergyd. Where's Baines? Where's Baines? Di sgorio dros gap Ceir Connor.
Ac mae Cwpan Cymru 2017-2018 yn mynd i Ceir Connor. Mae hynny yn o'n
cyflwyno y Cwpan i George Horan. A Ceir Connor ydi enillwyr Cwpan Nathaniel MG.
Hi everybody and welcome to the Key Talking Points podcast, today's special edition. It's the 19th of May 2020 and Connors Key Nomads have just been confirmed as the JD Cymru Premier Champions for the 2019-20 season. First time in the club's history that we've ever won the top flight of the Welsh Leagues, so an absolutely enormous achievement by everybody involved. I just quickly spoke this afternoon to both Andy Morrison and George Horan to get their immediate reaction to the fantastic news, again, that we've been crowned JD Cymru Premier Champions. So up first, here's Andy Morrison. Andy Morrison, JD Cymru Premier League Champions 2019-20. Just what does that mean to you?
Yeah, it means a lot, Nick. You know, I'm still kind of pinching myself a little bit. You know, it's been such a roller coaster afternoon since it actually came out, which was quite strange, really. You know, with social media, my daughter texted me to tell me I'd won the league. which was, you know, surreal in a way, but you know that happens in the modern day, and yeah, and then from since then, Nick, it's been an emotional roller coaster. You know, the messages and the goodwill, mate, from the Welsh family right across the board, everyone at Scorio and managers and other chairmen. It's been remarkable, and I found it, you know, very, very warming, really, just the reception that we've had from rightly winning the title.
On a personal note for yourself as well as for the club, it's been four trophies in 5 years. Obviously, I would imagine this one's got to be right at the top of the pile for you, though.
Yeah, Nick, it has to be. You know, I always talk about the Airbus game, you know, being the platform that set us up for where we are today. But, you know, this has eclipsed it, you know, and it's the end to an incredible season, Nick. When you think back to Kilmarnock, what we did for the football club and not just the football club, for Welsh football on that night, made a lot of people sit up and take notice, you know, and the players have followed on from that and, you know, got off to a remarkable season, you know, so long unbeaten and with the two defeats and, you know, and rightly so. You know, I've said, Nick, already that, you know, we would have gone on and won the league by 10 points this season. Such was our form, such was the intensity, the aggression and the vision from the boys. You know, their focus was incredible. I sensed it and, you know, so I think in many ways, you know, TNS have got out of jail.
Now, obviously, you referenced the Europa League great success at the start of the season, but obviously now it's the first time ever into the actual UEFA Champions League. Again, what an achievement, and what does that mean to you to get into the Champions League?
It's the dream that we had from day one. You know, did I think it was possible in such a small, short time frame? Probably not, because I knew the spine of the team and I knew how strong TNS were, and I think Gary believed that we could win the league, but it was a big ask, you know, when we were always punching above our weight, and this season to go on and actually do it in this season where, you know, for two seasons we've had cutbacks in the budget. You know, I always said to Gary, if you go pound for pound with TNS, I'll win you the league. And we didn't get anywhere near it. You know, we were, our budget this season was half the budget of TNS. And we've gone and taken the title from them. So it's a remarkable achievement. And yeah, it'll be great. You know, it's a new venture for the boys. We've had 4 years now in the Europa League. And now it's a different challenge. You know, when that'll come along, I don't know. Yeah. But it's magical and it's a reward for them lads for how hard they've worked. My staff as well. There's so many people I could thank tonight. And I will do in time, Nick. But, you know, I've got to pay, you know, great respect to the players for what they've taken. The amount of work that we've asked of them. You know, nobody knows how hard we work. Nobody knows the lengths that them players go to. The preparation from Craig and Jay and Neil, you know, and then followed up with my work intensity as well. You know, that follows right through the club. And they've worked hard. We've asked massive things of them this year. And they come to the fore. And, you know, when push come to shove, Nick, the boys came forward in that second phase and were remarkable. You know, I know you're going to ask me pivotal times in the season. For me, it was Park Hall away. mm-hmm. when we lost 2-1. And anyone who was there again on the night, and you can't keep saying it. This is what we spoke about after the game. You can't keep saying it. You know, we're closer. We've done better. We were better than them on the night. The stats showed afterwards we'd run more miles than them. You know, our average age was so much younger than them. You know, two of their key players went down with injuries late in the game. So we knew we could outrun them. We knew we could outwork them. But we needed to find a way to win. And we didn't. We lost on the night. Yes, so many things went against us again. But like I said, you can't keep coming up with your hard luck stories. You know, a different decisions going differently on the night, it would have been a comfy victory for us. But the intensity from the players, and for want of a better word, the aggression that they showed after the game in the changing room filled me with great pride. And I spoke about it, Nick. I spoke about it in the weeks after that. I said there was something came out of that change room on that night with some what the senior player said and what some of the younger lads said. And I knew that the force was with us from then on. You know, I think the next five games, we scored 17 goals. We won five games, including a cup, and we conceded no goals. So they did their talking. You know, we won the League Cup, and that bounced us into the second phase where we took 10 points from 12 and we were, you know, we were flying at that moment in time in the season. Sadly finished for us, you know, because, like I said, I have no doubt in my mind whatsoever that Ballard were a much bigger danger to us than TNS or if we had come back in.
Historically, we've been a very excellent defensive team. And again, obviously, that's shown this season, only losing two games all season. But adding goals to the team this season, do you think that's helped dramatically as well, that we've gone on and won those games that we might have drawn possibly in the past?
Well, we started off with too many draws, Nick, if you remember rightly, at the start of the season. And we never scored as many goals this year as we did last year. But our defensive record, you know, we've conceded 19 goals in 26, which is remarkable. And the clean sheet, you know, Lewis Brass had the best clean sheet record in the league, which is a reflection of us as a football club. So, you know, it's the team with the best goal difference normally win a league, you know, and we were right up there. And like I said, our defensive record's always very, very good. There were so many good things. So many players were coming into form. And like I say, there was an aggression and an intensity in training after the split every single week. It was full on. And we went into games on the front foot. And, you know, when it finished, we had two back-to-back, you know, home games coming up. So we were very, very positive in the way we were playing and the way that we were seeing the league going with the way other teams were playing.
Obviously, a little bit of banter that's been knocking about on Twitter in the last few days, obviously, since Friday's meeting. Between the owners of the clubs mostly. What's been your views on that going back and forth?
Yeah, listen, Nick, from surprised. You know, nothing really surprises me anymore. You know, what I've seen, what I've heard, what I've been privy to over the last couple of days has been, you know, it's been incredibly disappointing in many ways. You know, the desperation, trying anything to, you know, I understand that, you know, when you know you're losing your title, you know, you know, you probably go to any length to try and keep it. But, you know, some of the things that have gone on have been unsavoury and disappointing, you know, because it's easy to be charismatic, you know, and suave and charming. And when things are going well, you know, we can all carry ourselves. But when they go against you, that's when you'll find out the character of somebody, you know. And I've seen some people on their knees over the last few days, you know, begging for some sort of solution that goes their way, you know, and it didn't. You know, the process was in place. The right decision was made. You know, we've carried ourselves correctly all the way through it, accepting that whatever the Welsh League decision was, we come back in and play, we'll win the title. We want to go into playoffs, we'll win it through the playoffs. Points per game, whatever you want to do, you know, Connors Key will go on and win the league. So we were always very, very confident in that, you know. And I think, listen, football's about winning, and you always sail close to the line. But I think we've always been respectful of the champions. You know, we've been in their shadow for a long time. And I'd like to think that they'd be as gracious as we have been over those last few years, you know. And of course, they're going to have banter, the two chairmen, you know, and they have had over the years. But I think Gary now will be able to say to Mike, are you the wannabe now? Do you want to be the league champion again? So, you know, bring it on and we'll be ready for whatever comes next season.
I know exactly what you're like, though, and I imagine that you're already thinking that regardless of when it does come back, you're thinking, how can we retain this title now?
Yeah, you know, I've had a conversation with Jay and Craig this afternoon. We're going to enjoy this for a couple of days, reflect, and then we need to sit down with the chairman, you know, and that's the key. The chairman's the key, has been from day one. If Gary's got an interest and Gary wants to push on and has a vision, you know, I think there's great things ahead. You know, our under 19 development won the league. We've won the league. Our academy is second to none in football. Our ladies team have kicked on this year and are going to go from strength to strength. Connors Quay is in a fantastic place now to really take off and set the benchmark that TNS have done for so many years. So, you know, I hope that, you know, Gary gets a bit between his teeth and wants to go ahead again and keep pushing this club forward. You know, so we'll sit down next week and we'll look at things and we'll try our best to take us forward again, which we've always done, Nick. You know, we've always looked to go forward and we have from day one. And, you know, and like I say, hopefully conversations next week are positive and we can really push on.
Just once again, then, congratulations, Andy, for winning the league for the first time in the club's history, I might add as well, which is nigh on 75 years as well. So it shows you just how huge of an achievement that is.
Yeah, delighted, Nick. Very proud. And thank you for your help over this season.
No problem. Cheers.
Cheers.
After speaking to Andy, I also spoke to the skipper, George Horan, who was joined by his young son, William, on camera.
So it's Nick Masnier, and I'm here with the Connors Quay Nomads captain, George Horan. George, captain of the JD Cymru Premier Champions 2019-20. What does that mean to you?
Great. At first, it was a bit of a strange one because I think we all wanted to finish the season and the form we're in.
Yeah.
I think we definitely wanted to finish it. But we'll take it. I think points per game, however you want to finish it, we're the best team in the league this year.
Obviously, for yourself, it's been quite a journey with the club. You started at the club at the age of 18, and then almost 20 years later, you go on to be the captain that's lifted the title for the first ever time in the club's history. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, I don't want to remind how old I am, to be honest, Nick. Yeah, it's been great. Great journey. I know I left the club to go to Real and play for Chester, but this is up there with achievements. Since Andy's come in, we're lower down the leagues, and every year we strive to become better, and with this year we've won the Dublin effect, so it's been great.
Fantastic. You mentioned those other trophies. Obviously, you've lifted trophies elsewhere with Chester and obviously with ourselves. Where does this one rank for you personally?
I think this is definitely up there because with TNS being the full-time outfit that they are, they're always going to be the team to beat. So for us to challenge them over last year, we obviously the gap was smaller, but this year we've obviously gone past them, which has been great. So yeah, up there.
For you, do you think, could you put a pinpoint on where it was won this season at all? Would you pick out a specific game at all or a certain period of time?
No, I think our form's been steady all year. I thought draws might have killed us, to be honest. I thought we were too many draws for us, but
yeah,
only two defeats. But the TNS game at home, obviously, weather dependent, but it was probably that was a pivotal game for us.
I know, obviously, you referenced those two defeats only there, sort of thing, all season. For you, part of the defence, you must be extremely pleased to only go two defeats all season.
I think everyone knows that the way we defend and the way we're drilled on set pieces and drilled as a club that we, by Andy, is we're hard to beat, first and foremost. And then we look to get... But this year, I think we've been different. And last year, a little bit, we've got goals in us, so... Mm. If we keep clean sheets, we always know we're going to nick a goal this year, maybe more than one in a game. So that's been pleasing as well.
And the little fella, William, running around there, is he a future number five at Nomads?
Come on, Will. Show Will your shirt. Show Nick your shirt. He's coming now with the football, mate.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah,
turn around then, show what's on the back of your shirt.
Hey, definitely the future number five for Nomads then.
Be better than me, hopefully.
That'll take some doing. Oh, congratulations, George, once again. Just massive congratulations, mate. Obviously, from myself, obviously, everybody at the club, an amazing achievement. And since you returned 5-6 years ago now, four trophies.
We've been in contact with loads of people today, yourself, obviously, and other people involved. It's a club effort. I've even spoke to Roma and John and everyone. It's a club effort, so it's been good. The past couple of years have been great, so on may continue.
Outstanding. Well done, mate. Stay tuned for more interviews over the next couple of days here on the Key Talking Points. We'll be talking to players, staff, fans, anybody that's involved with Connors Quay Nomads as we get their reaction to the fantastic news, again, that we've been crowned JD Cymru Premier Champions for the 2019-20 season. If you haven't already subscribed, do it. Go subscribe on YouTube, Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Leave us a 5-star rating wherever you can do. It helps us out in as many ways as possible. Helps us get up the podcast ranks. Helps us get higher up on YouTube. So go drop us a like, drop us a subscription and drop us a review. Those 5-star reviews really help. And for any of the latest news, you'll always find it on our social media channels at @the_nomads on Twitter and at @gapnomads on Facebook. And thanks very much for listening. See you soon.